What's going on, my people? Spotty Heck is on your dial in this 92 degree heat in freaking Florida. Boy, am I dying. Am I dying? It is so freaking hot. And I'm a Floridian, people. But even we know when it's too hot. And it is too doggone hot in Florida. What's going on, everybody? I'm chilling, other than dying in the heat. Just doing my thing, as I normally do. I'm perusing through the streets and just looking for people to understand that I'm not the devil. Yo, that last segment that I did, the last episode that I did, is Omen, which it's Billy. And if you know Billy, if anybody's ever heard Billy, my character, he's a little kid that's got possessed by demons. And I could say that Billy, in my eyes, represents, so to speak, the kids nowadays that go gook and flip and then end up shooting the schools up. You know what I mean? So it's like, who's to say that these kids don't have these demons in their minds? So it's not that I'm trying to be sacrilegious or anything like that to any extent. Not even close. I'm just trying to say that the youth, I feel, are like almost like in trouble. So I portrayed it in a way where there's like a demon taking over people's minds. And it happens to be a little kid too. So it's not like it's kids that are the age that they are now that are shooting up schools and things. This is like a little kid that it could even start that early. You know, not to say that little kids didn't go shooting up a school or anything like that, but the demons in their spirits that, you know, everybody's got demons, and there's demons all over the place, and they're not good, obviously, but, you know, you got to be able to acknowledge that they're there, because if you don't and you start trying to live as if they're not there, you know, you never know what can happen. You have to know that there's bad with good and try to focus on the good as much as possible, but in all hindsight, realize that demons are always going to try to fuck you up. And pardon my French. They're always going to try to mess you up in some sort of way or another. So you have to not let them defeat you. I don't know. Just me speaking on my mind, you know. It is what it is. Spidey Heck is still on your dial. Much love to everybody who's listened to my program as of lately. Much love. I appreciate you so, so much. And, yeah, Spidey Heck has his rants and thoughts and stuff. And, it is what it is, you know. Maybe one day we'll talk on the next segment about something that's been kind of troubling me as well. And a thought I'd love to hear from you guys is, what do you think about the whole situation with Roseanne and Bill Cosby and a couple of other people, and Morgan Freeman and such? Because I haven't got a chance to chime in on that. So, if you want to do it, we'll do it. If not, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to speak my piece on any of those subjects. I'm not going to pick one. I may not do any of them, but I'm going to attempt one to think of one. And my thoughts will try to be as as PG as possible. I did a pretty good possibility of being this doing PG, except for one little curse word here and there. Maybe PG-13. But much love to everybody listening. Spidey Heck is on your dial. Check it out. Next segment. Spidey Heck's back on your dial. What's going on, everybody? What's going on? I told you I was going to be right back. Hey, everybody, I want to know, can you please chime in and let me know if the quality from this particular segment you're about to hear is crisper than the last ones that I've been putting out lately? Because I have not been using the mic that I normally use during my podcast. And I'm using it now, so I'm hoping that you guys can hear me perfectly well. And me slapping my teeth and you don't hear that part. But if you do, then the mic's pretty good. But I thought about something, and I'm like, you know how we all have God, we have angels, and we have everything protecting us, correct? If you're a Christian or just a believer of God and Jesus Christ, you believe that. I thought, what if nowadays God had agents, like secret agents, but, you know, and I hope no one steals my idea, and I'm saying it now. On the date of June 2nd, 2018, Spidey Heck came up with an idea called God's Agents. So if you steal it,
I know you stole it from me. Copyright. Doop, doop. It's on video. I mean, not video. It's on audio. This is Spidey Heck, Heck Ross, Hector Rosales. You know who I am. I'm making sure that no one steals the credit for that. And it belongs to me because I came up with the idea. Because I haven't seen nobody do it yet. So if they listen to this and they want to come up with the idea, we'll come up with a plot and we'll come up with a script. But, anyways, what would they sound like? What would an agent of God sound like? I think I have what it would sound like. So I want you guys to listen to it. This is my friend, Diego McLeod, portraying a hero of justice for the Lord. I know it's for the Lord. Doesn't say it, but it is for the Lord. So check it out. Spidey Heck on your dial. Here is God's agents.
Summoned the attention of agents of justice and law. You are hereby served notice. Release the boy, or we will bind you to earthly items where you will dwell on earth for no less than 1,000 years. You have 2 hours.